The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, Friday the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. Our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop on to our, get into our website, hop in to listen to us, listen to the show, and then get into the chat room. Just give a frilly name or a good name or whatever. And so, like, something like Fred. Good morning, Fred. Now, today is Friday the 13th. So, Bad Bob. Bad Bob.
Yes.
If I poured a cup of hot coffee in your lap, would that be bad luck or just plain meanness?
That'd be a hell of a lawsuit if you happen to be at a McDonald's.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Do you feel frightened today at all? Do you pay more attention to the day when you're driving?
Nah, I kicked a black cat right under a ladder.
Oh, okay. You know, I wish you hadn't said that because, you know, there could be like bad luck, you know, if you're in the same area.
And the cat flew into a mirror and broke it.
But I've got I have my good luck sitting right beside me, and boy, am I lucky.
Well,
Here's Linda.
Thank you very much. Can I just say that you set your precedence now? So, precedence. Your precedence. But, yes, precedence. Of course, your precedence, too. But you set the precedence of the day. On this day. Do not let that affect you. However, we did say recently, when we were up at Surprise Valley Springs, they did not have a 13 on the door. You know what they had?
There was no room 13.
Had 00.
Yeah, well, which is...
So that was interesting. That was actually, I think, the first time. I know many hotels will not put a 13th floor.
Not only that, 13th floor.
They won't put a 13th floor. But here's a guy, have you ever heard of, his name was Alfred Butts?
No, but I heard about the guy that wrote the book about bleacher seating. Seymour Butts.
Alfred Butts was born on this day in 1899. What do you think, Alfred Butts? What did he do that was so changed the world?
Scrabble.
Good. He grew up to become an architect, but lost his job during the Depression. This is something I'm really very much enjoying studying right now about people who have, you know, lost everything, grew up in the hardest of times, and then were able to recreate themselves and have had, you know, a big calling in life with another go-around. So while he whiled away the hours of unemployment, obviously, he invented a crossword puzzle, word game. He and his friends had a good time playing the game, but that is as far as it went. So, on a fateful day, which is, you know, you never know when that's going to happen, in 1952, Butts and friends were at a resort. And as fate would have it, a Macy's department store executive saw them playing their game. Executive took the game back to Macy's, where it became a successful sales item. So it went on to become, of course, one of the assembly line toys or games. 35 laborers made Scrabble sets by the thousands. 6,000 sets were coming off the line every week. Scrabble is still one of the best-selling game boards. Now, we play Scrabble, but you think I cheat because I have a Scrabble dictionary.
Well, that's true.
Well, it came with the game. So why not?
But how can you use a dictionary coming up with words like zog?
Because
I mean, zog is not a word.
Well, yes,
Bob,
it is.
Is zog a word?
And so is Z-E, and Z-I.
Bob, is zog a word?
I'm not sure what context it would be used in.
But it's in the dictionary there, so I mean, I got, you know how much money I've lost on Scrabble?
Well, we won't even go into the clothing department. Let's go to the phones right now and find out, do we still have our shirts on here with Market of the Moment? Chris Lasondak with Wells Fargo, what's going on in the Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 75 points at 12,911. The S&P 500 down 8 points at 1,378, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 21 points at 3,034. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 120 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 26 cents at $8.91. Nokia down 15 cents at $4.08. J.P. Morgan Chase down 72 cents at $44.15, while Ford is off 21 cents at $11.85. Of local interest, PG&E down 3 cents at $42.62. Safeway up 84 cents at $21.51. And Home Depot's up 15 cents at $50.78. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.01%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's down 49 cents a barrel at $103.15. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $7.98 an ounce at $1,667.05, while silver's down 31 cents at $32.01. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have this Monday through Friday. We have our Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. This is Wells Fargo Advisors out on Park Marina Drive. If you want some advice, go down and visit the Wells Fargo Advisors at Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We have Jay on the phone. When we get back, Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, Friday the 13th.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl Nittabot. 7:12, 7:13 in the morning, Friday the 13th. Let's go to Jay on the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Hey,
do you feel
great, Jay.
Lucky today, Jay?
You know what? The best football game I ever played was on a Friday the 13th. I got three touchdowns from passes as a wide receiver, so I always feel good about Friday the 13th, but that's just me. But if you want to feel unlucky, drive a car after drinking.
Oh, yes. That's right. Tonight is, you know what? It seems like we're seeing people pulled over and this, that it'd be so easy to avoid just by calling Yellow Cab.
You know, I try not to be too much of it because it's obviously serving my own purposes, but I see so many lives that get messed up or at least seriously hampered just because of people not calling a cab or not calling a friend or something. So, people, think this doesn't have to be an unlucky day. Anyway, have a great day, guys. Take care.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for always being a loyal listener. And by the way, for those who are wondering, what's happening when you're, you know, just opening your eyes? It's 42 degrees outside. Down here at the KCNR studios, we have showers today with temperatures getting just around 55. So bring your umbrella. It looks like there's going to be new rainfall between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And tonight, 30% chance of showers before 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 40. Calm winds becoming north-northwest between 4 and 7 miles per hour. And the weather is always brought to you by Insalmo Vineyards. They have a fabulous band that's going to be out there on Saturday. So check out what's new on the menu. Beautiful ambiance in Salma Vineyards.
474-5546. And the weekend's supposed to be a nice weekend. It's supposed to be sunny up. Okay, here's my rant. Here's a quick rant here. We just got it in the new. We just got it on email today. And usually, you know, it's
this one's
people
personal.
Just say, you know what, this is just typical. Okay, California, my friends, gives a seismic engineering exam twice a year. Now, this is a big thing because many states don't give the seismic engineering exam. So others people come from all over the United States and, of course, all over California because it's a long test. You know, they come in and spend the night before. You know, you've got to make all the arrangements. So 2,500 people at five sites to take this test. 5 minutes before the test is given, the PA announces that the test would not be given because they had printed the wrong test.
Oh.
Printed the wrong test.
So people
travel from all over to come to a California exam, a government that the government gave.
Oh.
But if you go to their website, they say, "Oh, it was a security problem." Well, what's the security problem? The security problem is you can't print the right exam. Hello, California. Isn't this another example of government inadequacies? They're given a test. People come all over the United States, and they print up the wrong test.
So let me. I would love to find out for those people who had to take off of work, airfare, having babysitters, having to make an arrangement to be somewhere can cost you $1,000 minimum if you're flying across country to take something or be somewhere. Let's say it would be like a funeral. You have to be somewhere. You know, it's I've got to be there for this if I have to do that. So are they going to
repay them? No, of course not.
So that's
it's security problems. They have to say security problems because if they just said we made this huge mistake, I think people should be able to get their money back and be compensated for it. But we're going to continue looking into this.
Is there a website or some kind of?
Well, if you go to the California website, it says,
wow.
"Oh, test not given on the 12th because of security problems." Well, that's not what it was. It's a lie, according to our report here from somebody that was in the test.
Wow.
Again, another lie. Okay, hey, look, but speaking of truth and justice and how to get along in today's economy, we have our next guest, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. And Chris is going to talk to us about, Chatham Orchards. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Chatham Family Orchards. We've got 2,000 acres on the north end of Oroville. We raise beef and lamb and goat and chicken, and then we've got about 300 acres of mixed orchards of olives and stone fruits and citrus.
Now, you've got something big coming up Monday.
We do have something big coming up Monday. So just to kind of set the stage a little bit, for the last probably 2 to 5 years, the regulatory climate surrounding food sales and food production affecting farmers, everything from farmers to restaurants, has gotten extremely heated. We've seen everything from raids on little kids' lemonade stands, raw milk farms getting shut down, SWAT-style raids, you know, little kids being held on the ground with an assault rifle in their face, farm internships being shut down as we're kind of trying to teach the next generation, and everything to potluck raids, just like you'd have at your local church, all for reasons of these things aren't prepared in a certified kitchen or they're not jumping through the right bureaucratic hoops to be able to have these kind of events or things go on. And so it's been a kind of a tense battle for the last few years, and it's getting harder and harder for farmers to be able to produce what they grow and then sell it to consumers. And so here in Butte County, we're very lucky that we have an extremely hardworking, broader-minded health department. And they kind of wanted to step out of the way. They came to us and they said, you know, listen, we've got an epidemic of obesity that's ravaging the country, and we want to pull hurdles out of the way for you farmers to make sure that consumers can get the most affordable, healthy food possible. And most often that's coming from our local farms. Not to mention it helps boost the local economy and support their agency to begin with. And so they proposed to us and said, we want to host a local food summit for regulatory agencies from around the state to come to. So they actually pulled together 38 counties from around the state are going to be sending regulatory officials, policymakers from agencies, everything from California Department of Food and Ag, the University of California, the Grange, Farm Bureau. All these different agencies will be sending someone to this event this Monday.
So now, Chris, does this mean is that the state of California is actually trying to help?
I know, right?
Okay, all right.
I know, when this happened, my jaw hit the ground.
I know. Hey, that means we have to take a break right now, so I have time to sit down and assimilate all this.
The state of California
is actually trying to help the farmers. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We're talking about the a big food. What's the title of it?
So this is a local food summit that we're putting on.
A food summit. Okay, I love it. Local food summit right here, and it's going to be down in
Chico.
Chico.
Yep, this coming Monday.
Okay, we'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on the 13th of April, 724. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Go in there for the greatest coffee and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans discounts, 35 years in the business, do so much for our do so much for our economy and our people here in town. Our guest is Chris Kirsten,
who is, of course, with Chatham Orchards. We've been talking about the food summit that is happening in Chico on Monday.
And Chris, one of our chat packers said, is this a way to get all the revolutionary farmers, the ones that really want to grow the food and get it out there? Is that to get them in one spot and then they arrest everybody?
We sure hope not. Because I'm going to be there. And I've got a baby due on Tuesday, so I sure hope I'm not going to jail first.
There, okay. All right, now. So they're going to get the state of California is going to bring in all the regulators, and then y'all are going to sit down and actually find out what's going on, right?
Yeah. So the idea is that we find common ground, and that as difficult as that is to do with regulators, everybody's kind of coming to the table and saying, "Listen, we got to work with you, and we don't like it." And the other side saying the same thing, and so we're trying to find some common ground there. Where can we get on the same page, and where can we get past some of these hurdles? We're very excited to see California Department of Food and Ag has really stepped up this last year, and they've put together a handful of working groups that are going to be tackling issues like how to deal with local herd shares for people that want to get milk from their local dairymen. They're going to be handling things like, let's say a farmer wants to make jams or jellies or dried fruits. Right now, they would have to rent a certified commercial kitchen, which is extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And not that available. They're now going to let people do that in their home kitchens and be able to sell that to consumers. So there's some real positives. I think the regulators recognize the consumer demand for local food direct from the grower, and they don't really know how to handle that yet. They don't have a box to check and kind of a paradigm to put that into.
Or a box. At least they've got a box to think out of, but they won't do that. So
they're not good out of the box thinkers. That's not their strong suit. And so they need some definitions. And so that's part of what we're working on here is even though it seems like common sense to all of us that you know, this can be safe and normal, and, you know, people have lived this way for thousands of years, eating foods directly from the land. It's very much outside of
because they can't put a regulation on it. They can't put that control on it. But, Chris, here's something that's really important. It's important that you're having the food summit. It's really important that the California State, you know, agricultural and all their regulators are going to be there to be able to talk about it. What's even more important is that you call us back after the meeting.
Absolutely.
And tell us, you know, and we'll sit down for 45 minutes, and you tell us what the results of this is. Is it going to be good news? Is it something like you come out of there going, oh, my gosh, it's worse than I thought? You know, those kind of things.
I really hope not. I think we're heading in the right direction. The guy that's spearheading this is the local Butte County Director of Environmental Health very much believes in kind of libertarian ideals and letting farmers do what they need to do, sell to the direct to the consumer. So we're pretty excited about that. And he has really kind of stuck his neck out to make this event happen, but been a tremendous force in seeing positive change. So the really cool part of this event is that we're bringing Joel Salatin, kind of rock star farmer. He's probably the most famous farmer in the world.
Love
yeah. Yeah, he was in the movie Food, Inc. That was Academy-nominated film documentary.
Right.
He was also in Omnivore's Dilemma, a New York Times bestseller. And
we're trying to get him on the show, too. So.
Okay, yeah. Oh, he's fantastic. He's got about 1,000 acres in Virginia that he farms, sells direct to consumers. This year, he's projected to do about $1 million in gross sales. And he's just a powerhouse. He's testified before Congress. He's just a really cool guy. Has a lot of presence. He's been writing how-to manuals for farmers on everything from how to work with nature to how to increase your profits to how to increase your quality of life. He's just a really forward-thinking. He's
farmer.
He's a little odd and absurd, but fantastic.
Aren't
the same
we
time.
All?
He's also brilliant.
Okay,
yeah.
Chris, we're running out of time here. So this is Chris Kirsten, and we're talking about the food summit that's going to be Monday in Chico with the regulators from the state. And Chris, after this is over, please come on back on the show so we can discuss what happened and the good news from this.
So real quick, we're also doing an evening event that's open to the public.
Oh, okay.
And so we've got about 700 people currently slated to come to that.
Okay, hang on just till we get past the news and we'll announce that.
Okay, great.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks. All right, we'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, food and gas costs pushed consumer prices higher by 0.3% last month. That was right in line with the estimates. Take out the volatile food and energy component and the core CPI increased by 0.2% from February. That also matching the estimates. JP Morgan Chase kicked off earnings season for banks this morning with better than expected results. Profit for the first quarter coming in at $1.31 a share, while revenue came in at $27.4 billion. The bank also hiking its dividend to 30 cents a share and announcing a $15 billion share buyback. And we also got better than expected results from Wells Fargo this morning. The bank's profit was up 13% from a year ago to 75 cents a share, while revenue came in at $21.6 billion. That, by the way, the highest revenue in some 9 quarters. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Building an innovative community that attracts entrepreneurs. An interesting idea for our region? Hello, my name is Mark Lascelles, your host of Shasta Startup, next Friday, 9 a.m. My guest this week is Mike Frank from TheOnRamp.com, an entrepreneurial consulting company. We'll be discussing the upcoming Game Changer Luncheon, where innovation work of local entrepreneurs will be showcased for the region. If you're an inventor with a new widget, an entrepreneur bootstrapping your next company, or an investor looking for a great opportunity within this region, you won't want to miss this fascinating discussion on our growing industrial technology base.
KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 42 degrees. We've got two callers waiting. We're going to continue on with the conversation. We asked him to hold over Chris Kirsten of Chatham Orchards and Amy. But first of all, we have to thank our sponsors. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Windshield Reading Windshield Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'll be okay here. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst down on 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Whether it's a small ding in your windshield or cracks up to 2 feet in length, he fixes them, and he guarantees his work. You can't even see where he has fixed those cracks. Okay, our guest, we held over just until we can find out the last part of this, is Chris Kirsten from Chatham Orchards, and about the food summit that's happening Monday. Okay, Chris, what was the last thing there that's open to the public?
Yeah, so Joel, our rock star, superstar farmer, featured in the Omnivore Dilemma Academy Nominated Award, Food Inc., will be here Monday night. He's going to talk to the regulators during the day and be available to the public in the evening. It's at 6 p.m. at Neighborhood Church. Tickets are only $12. It's this upcoming Monday, so 3 days from now. You can get tickets online at Salatin, S-A-L-A-T-I-N, Chico.eventbrite.com. You can get it at the Chaffin Orchards Chico Farmers Market booth tomorrow at 2nd and Wall in downtown Chico. Or you can get it at Chico Natural Foods Cooperative on Main in Chico. So again, tickets $12 Monday night. You're going to be inspired. This guy is incredible. Also kind of a libertarian powerhouse, this Joel Salatin, and I think people are going to be really moved by this. We had him last year, and 700 people came. We've got 700 seats already sold right now, and we're still 3 days away. We've got plenty of room in the building, so it's going to be a big, incredible event.
Sounds like lots of fun there, Chris.
Hey, Chris, yeah. Thanks for calling us and letting us know what's going on. Our guest has been Chris Kirsten from Chatham Orchards, and we're talking about the big powerhouse meeting that's happening on Monday.
And also, Chris, call us back after this is over and give us an update of what happened.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, and speaking of nutrition and eating properly and how to feed your body in order for its optimal performance, Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance is on the phone this morning, always giving us the fitness tip of the week. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Wasn't that an interesting call?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's going on? Tell us, give us your spiel for the weekend.
All right, everyone get a pen and paper out because I got 10 questions you need to keep asking yourself on a regular basis regarding your diet. Number one is, when did you eat last? If it's been longer than 2 to 4 hours, it's time to eat. And it's going to vary person to person, but don't ever let more than 4 hours go by without eating something.
Okay, next.
Secondly, do you have some sort of protein in that meal or snack? You know, about one serving, which is 7 grams of protein is one serving. That would be like one egg.
How about peanut butter?
Peanut butter, 2 tablespoons equals one serving. So, like with lunch meat, maybe 3 slices. Or if it's a chicken breast, about 3 ounces is 3 servings. So with your meals, your main meals, I want you to have palm size for the girls and a whole ham size usually for the guys. But and then the snacks, try to have something. So even a handful of nuts. It might not offer a lot of protein, but even a little bit. I just need some protein in each meal and snack. Okay?
Okay, what's next?
Number 3, where are the veggies? You know, a serving of veggies is only a half cup if it's, you know, cooked. And then if it's raw, like lettuce, it's 1 cup. So I need everyone to get veggies in with every meal and snack to make sure they're getting all those veggies they're supposed to be getting in a day. It's about 5 servings a day I need you to get in. But if you have it with every single meal and snack, a couple carrots here, tomato here, some cucumbers there, you're good to go. Number 4, what about the carbs? All right, here's the deal. If you're trying to lose weight, okay, if you're trying to lose some fat and you have not worked out, put the carbs down. In other words, make sure you earn your right to eat the carbohydrates. So exercise first. Go for a walk, do some weight training, do some cardio. Right after you exercise, I need you to be eating carbohydrates, like the breads and the rices and the pastas and the potatoes, okay? Otherwise, if you're trying to lose weight and you haven't worked out, I want you to stick to fruits and veggies and protein. All right, next. Where are your fats coming from? I need you to make sure you're getting them from healthy fats like olive oil, olives, mixed nuts, flaxseed oil, those kind of things, omega-3s, fish. So make sure you're getting healthy fats in your diet every day. Okay, number six, are you drinking water or green tea? Those are the only two approved, AMI-approved fluids. Everything else is pretty much going to be a splurge. I guess if it had zero calories, it would count too. But basically, I want to make sure you're getting water and green tea. And
how about gin?
Say again?
How about gin? I don't think that has any calories.
That's not quite zero calorie. It does look like water, but it doesn't quite count.
Okay, Bob, sorry. Hurt Bob's feelings.
Okay. Oh. Number seven, are you eating mostly whole foods? It's okay to use shakes and bars, but don't live off of them. Make sure you're still getting whole foods in, too. Stay as close to, you know, nature as possible. All right, number eight, is the meal been planned and prepared? You guys, this is where everybody fails. They don't take time to plan the night before, prepare the meals ahead of time. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So a couple extra minutes when you're cooking dinner, prepare tomorrow's lunch. Or when you're cooking something in the stove or on top of the stove, then bake something in the oven, and that could be the next day's dinner. So always trying to find strategies to help you be prepared for your next day.
That makes sense. It's kind of like putting your clothes out that you have to wear the next day. I mean, we get up at 5 and go, what are we going to do? You know, and run out, you know, with the wrong matching shoes. You know,
absolutely.
How it goes.
Same mindset. I mean, if you're not prepared to have an outfit the night before, you could be wearing two different colored socks and shoes and...
Okay,
get
Amy,
on backwards. And
we have just a few minutes left, and so let's go on with 9 and 10.
Okay, 9, is your diet varied? Does it look like a rainbow on your plate? If it looks like just one same color, monochrome, that's not good. I want a variety of colors, so I want you looking for the rainbow. And last but not least, if you're trying to lose weight, I need you to eat 90% clean. That's good foods. But you know what? You still get 10% splurges. So if you're eating about 6 times a day, that gives you 4 splurges a week. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but the point is you don't have to be 100% compliant to lose weight, but I need you close to 90.
Okay.
Fabulous. Right. Amy, always love your calls on Friday to give us your fitness tip. Thank you, Amy, from Adamson's Peak Performance. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
We're really looking forward to our next segment here. We have to take a quick break. And, of course, we have Don Schulman, who is going to give us great information. Don, you always lighten our mornings up.
Well, thank you. You know, I listen to all this healthy eating. And I watched that Supersize Me. I got about 10 minutes into it, and I got a Big Mac.
We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott and Don Schulman is here. 7:42 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Cowboy open party down.
Lock up your women, cause the roughest, toughest rodeo cowboys are all coming to Red Bluff. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are 4 for just $30. Saturday is Bravo Bank Day with a new start time, 2:30. Come shop the Cowboy Marketplace and have a cold one before the show. Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. But be sure to get your discount tickets right now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 20th, 21st, and 27th, Tehama County Fairgrounds. Get ready to
cowboy up and party down.
And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night, thanks to Diamond W Productions, his multi-platinum country superstar, Tracy Lawrence. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo, Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. This month, they're going to be giving away another tattoo. All you have to, the only thing you have to do is go down there and register and go down to 1358 Market Street. That's on the corner of Market and Tehama. And you get a free $300 tattoo. And now, Nathan's is offering permanent cosmetics. Call in or visit to consult about it, but this is something that, well, Linda said many of her friends have used. In fact, her mom has that. So that's Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Open 7 days a week, 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Okay, our guest for these segments is Don Shulman, who has the show, The Don Shulman Show.
Hey, buddy.
How are you? You know what's great about your show sitting here? I get to see Linda Bai. It is so delightful. It's too bad that the listeners...
I'm here today!
It's too bad the listeners don't get to really see and meet Linda. She's delightful.
Oh, you're so... Listen, you make my day.
We're not dating. I don't have to lie to you. And I have a great co-host who's just a southern...
Judy Maxwell.
We adore Judy. The word adore does not do her justice.
Well, I started off as the Don Shulman Show, and now it's... Judy Maxwell with Don Shulman, but I love it. She's such a Southern Belle.
I could
listen
to her talk for hours.
Oh, yeah. And a good-hearted woman.
And you know the funny thing is some woman called her or saw her one day after listening to the show, and she goes, I just thought you'd be blonde.
I know.
And Judy just laughed.
I'm the blonde.
You'd be like Dolly.
She speaks with that delightful Southern accent.
So shout out to Judy. You know, we're all wrapping our arms around
you. And she's beautiful inside and outside.
Yes.
It's just wonderful.
So we're having a love fest. Well, Dawn, you're here specifically besides the fact that you're loving on your partner and giving her a kind of accolade.
She's incredible.
Can't say enough.
But you've got a special show.
What do you have to share with our listeners?
Well, two things. First of all, you don't know this, but in 1846, right in this spot where this radio station is, absolutely nothing happened. Nothing. It was just nothing. So that was interesting. Okay, enough of that. We have a lighthearted show. I leave the politics and all this stuff to other people. We try and do informative things. We're going to talk about a serious subject. We're going to talk about, we've had several people pass away. And people say the silliest things. They say things they don't realize what they say, and the hurt and what have you. And what do you say when somebody passes away? The other thing we're going to talk about, you have to be prepared.
Oh, my God, that is so valuable.
And the thing about it is that you make decisions you don't normally make in your grief. And we're having Amy Martina on, who's a wonderful young lady. She lost her husband at 34. To cancer. She's going to talk about what she went through. She had a 4-year-old and how he had to adjust and the things he said and how she got through it. It's a tearjerker, but it's real, and we hope to impart some information that will help you in this time. Then we'll have a grief counselor calling in.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We're going to have a legal expert telling you, listen, well, here's what you need to do what's really scary is when you have...
Nobody's prepared.
Well, you work all your life to acquire some things. Not that the things are the most important thing.
Right, but you do, right.
And you get an executor, and by law, the executor takes 3%. Now, if you have a small estate, no big deal. But what if you've acquired $500,000 or $300,000? 3% really adds up. And do you... I don't want somebody else making decisions on what to do with what you've worked hard the rest of your life for.
Well, we've had this just very recently. We've had to attend two funerals, and I sat there and I talked with my parents as I drove them there and back. Is that, you know, I don't care if it's a, you know, put your pencil over there, but you need to let us know, my brother and I, where you want things to go and what your wishes are, because we don't really know. You need to talk about it, as painful as it may be. So we actually visited a mortuary. They went there and they said, this is exactly what we don't want. I thought, great, doesn't matter, let's talk about it. Carl and I have talked about it. People, it's a subject that people are afraid to discuss.
You want to be cremated or you want to be buried?
Well, right. Once you find my body, I want somebody to take a real good look at it, especially if I, you know, if it looks like Linda's been upset.
If you tick me off and I beat you up with a baseball bat,
yeah,
you
that's okay. Yeah, that, if there's a lot of bruises, right. I would like to have somebody else take a look at it.
Pushed over the cliff.
How was he found on his motorcycle after being dead for 7 days?
And now, you know? Season 11 of CSI, and there they are. Around Carl's body saying, well, it looks like Linda, but she's such a sweet lady. Couldn't be Linda.
It must have been his fault. Yeah, I got that one. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so you've had this discussion, obviously, with your family.
One of the things, we have 7 children, and one of the things we've done is, who wants this and who wants, and they're aghast. But then we put signs on the back of, like, the grandfather clock, this goes to there and there.
You know, that Good. Makes sense. You know, it does make sense. Now, we've got to take a quick break. Don Schulman's our guest, and we're talking about his show Sunday's a little bit different than his usual lighthearted fare, about grieving and things to do to prepare, you know, for if there is a death in the family. So that's going to be Sunday.
You know, we don't have bad Bob. We have mellow Bob.
We have mellow Bob. That's right. Yes. Oh, in yours, yeah, you have mellow. You have, yeah.
We have
mellow.
Another Bob, but we have mellow Bob.
Yes. Yes.
We'll be right back.
Well, we'll be right, yes. KCNR 1460.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 7:55, Friday the 13th. We're talking to Don Shulman about his show Sunday, but also his the lead-in show that morning on We the People is going to have they're going to be talking about global totalitarianism via technology, and their guest is Vicki Davis. So Elizabeth,
that's an interesting show.
It is. It is a very interesting show, and they have some really great guests. But how technology is being used to control things worldwide. And you think you might have a say about things that are going on, maybe not. Don's show is going to be about grieving and grief and what happens in, if there is a death in the family.
I mean, how do you handle a child who passes away?
Right.
I mean, I don't think you ever really handle it. No. We were meant to outlive our children, but in real life, things happen, things out of our control. And we're going to talk about not how you should handle it, but how people have handled it and some of the techniques. Grief counseling doesn't always work. And some of us, you know, I've lost my parents, of course, and I had a brother who was murdered 40 years ago.
Wow.
And the things you go through and the stages. And what I want to do is have some of the people talk about how they handle these things, and hopefully it'll help you in just deciding what to do.
I think it's what we call a wake-up call, where you need to pre-plan. In, you know, it's not even about is somebody old or sick. It could be, you know, you walk down the street and all of a sudden you don't know what's happened. Your body collapses. And the next thing you know, I don't know. I see it all around us. It happens more and more. We're just sitting there aghast with information that we get, somebody who's left our world.
I mean, if it's sudden, it's a shock.
Oh!
And I think it's even hard to adjust sometimes when you know it's coming. When they've been in, I have a friend of mine who's going through something with her uncle, and they're going through hospice, and that's taking a while, and that's taking a toll.
Hospices?
Yeah, hospice is, it's, hospice isn't immediate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Amy had hospice at home.
Yes,
with
yes.
her husband.
There, we've got questions coming in. Is the about that baby that was just found here in Reading, 11-month-old baby that was taken, and they found dead.
Oh, really? That was in the Reading Police.
That's in the paper. Okay. Yeah, in the police that were looking at that. They were looking about counseling, you know, for that woman. What kind of things can you tell that woman? You know.
Well, some people say, forgive me, some people say the dumbest things. Not dumb people, but they don't know what to say, and they say some of the dumbest things. What do you say? I've learned to say to someone, I'm sorry for your loss.
Right.
Unless, of course, you know them well enough to say something.
Yeah.
Don't go into this long, detailed explanation when you don't really know them.
When we made one of the jobs I've had when I was on active duty, was in a region we had to make the casualty calls, and our casualty call was I took a corpsman with me, and it was a very abrupt. You know, we identified the people, had them tell us that they had a son or daughter in the service, and so I regret to inform you that your son, so and so, so
it's a rough go,
was killed, or died yesterday at this time. So
one of the things that, you know, being in the military myself, Vietnam and Cuban crisis and a few other things, I don't mean to be callous, but sometimes you didn't make friends with the people coming in because they may not be there two or three days later. And you don't get hardened and you still care, but you have to adjust, or you come back with the PTSD or whatever, shell shock, whatever you want to call. Remember the Patton got in trouble for slapping around a young man for being a coward? Well, that was PTSD. Yeah.
Okay, so Don, the we're looking forward to your show Sunday. As usual, it's a great show, and you got to make sure you give Judy hugs from us.
Yes.
In fact, we may just run in and give Judy hugs anyway.
It's a good idea. Judy loves hugs.
So Sunday, tell our listeners what time again?
Between 10 and 12.
Between 10 and 12, and it's going to be an interesting subject. Do you have plans? What do you say? You know, this is more education, more information for us to realize that this is real. This is what happens in our life. People do pass away, and how do we handle it?
I'm not going. I'm not going to go.
Don, thank you so much. And our guest on the other after the news will be Sherry Silk from the Civic Auditorium, telling us about the great things they've done, the things that are happening there. The Five Finger Death Punch? We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. North Korea is celebrating with parades and marches for their late founder. The day after its missile test failed, breaking into pieces right after launch, the UN, Russia, and the U.S. all condemned it, and now the White House is taking action. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is there live.
The White House warned that one of the consequences of launching that rocket would be cancellation of food aid that had been worked out just back in February. Now it says that food aid is out. It views the launch as a provocation. The White House saying while North Korea claimed to be launching a satellite, the real goal was to test a ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, one that could perhaps reach the United States. Now the question is whether North Korea will take other actions. There are concerns that it's preparing another underground nuclear test. Dave?
Mike, the president's now en route to Florida, then a summit in Colombia. He's also just released his tax return, putting him among the one percenters. The first family's income last year, $789,000 from his salary and book proceeds. They donated $172,000 of it to charity, paid $162,000 in taxes. Syrians back out on the streets by the thousands. But despite a ceasefire, the protests turned deadly. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, this Homs-based activist says people are out demonstrating despite...
The army is still in its place. Only the ceasefire. The snipers are still in their places, so there are certain parts of the city where people cannot go out.
She says a person was killed by a sniper there. There's been reports of outbreaks of fighting elsewhere. Activists say a man was shot in Hama when security forces opened fire on protesters. The right to demonstrate is one of the points in UN envoy Kofi Annan's peace plan. Dave?
MLA New Jersey's Newark City Mayor Cory Booker is not calling himself a hero, but he did run into his neighbor's burning house last night, carried a woman out to safety.
She and I are very lucky to have made it out there. I don't think there's any heroism about it.
Booker's hand got burned. He suffered from smoke inhalation. She's in stable condition. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. Income at Home22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit Income at Home22.com. Income at Home22.com. Income at Home22.com.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's T-R-Y Match.com.
First dates are more exciting than anything.
Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's T-R-Y Match.com. Join today.
Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney tries to rally conservatives today at a National Rifle Convention gathering in St. Louis, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Hey, people here are waiting to hear what likely GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney has to say about gun rights. Also speaking at a forum today, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, Jay Lambden is concerned about what they'll say.
And I think that's important to support any of our politicians that are for a free America. And we got a number of them that want to turn us into a socialist America, and we want no part of that.
NRA members from around the country are taking part in seminars and checking out what the group calls acres of guns and gear. More than 500 exhibitors at this show. Dave?
Jennifer, is he dead or alive? They don't know yet in Modesto, California, where a suspect who killed a sheriff's deputy and a civilian was holed up in an apartment that went up into flames after the shootout prompted by an attempt to serve an eviction order. Two police officers remain in intensive care in New Hampshire after the drug raid turned shootout that left Greenland's police chief dead and two more officers also wounded.
I just heard that there was cops down. Just saw mayhem with between the state police, the local towns.
The suspect and a woman were found dead inside that home early this morning. The weather could get ugly in parts of the Midwest tomorrow.
A strong storm system coming out of the west will explode into the plains this weekend and bring not only the threat for large hail and damaging winds, but the potential for large and possibly life-threatening tornadoes. The National Weather Service has issued a rare high-risk threat for parts of Oklahoma and Kansas, including Oklahoma City, for tomorrow, meaning that this area will suffer the greatest risk for damaging storms. Everyone across the central U.S. needs to pay close attention to their local forecasts and weather alert system. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the seesaw is going back down, the Dow falling 92 points the day after a rebound rally from earlier sell-offs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, Friday the 13th. I'm sure that you have no problem with it being Friday the 13th. There's nothing but good luck when you listen here.
Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have 80% chance of showers today with temperatures getting to be around 55. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 40 degrees. Right away, we've got callers backed up, and we're going to be talking about events that are happening here. Of course, we're going to be talking about our Market Minute in just a moment, and then later on in the program, we have Sherry Silk with the new gigs that are happening at the Civic Center. I call it Civic Center. Is it Civic Center or Civic Auditorium? Civic Auditorium.
The Civic.
Okay. But first, let's go to Dick Fite and let's hear about, well, tonight's a big event for you guys, Ducks Unlimited.
Oh. Yeah, good morning, Carl, Linda, and Bob.
Good morning.
Tonight is Ducks Unlimited's 75th anniversary dinner at Wind River. And we got a few tickets left, so we're going to take people at the door and like to fill up our tables, and it's going to be an awesome dinner with the president of California Ducks Unlimited, Mark Lowe, being here to emcee the event, and just lots of things to raffle off. We got over 100 items to raffle off. Got 75th anniversary guns to raffle off, and I think it'll be a great thing. Our dinner is going to be tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and buffet style, and whatever does an awesome job on their buffet. So hope you can come out and join us. Tickets are $65, $95 for a couple, and $45 for green wings. Get 17 and under.
Excellent, Dick. Thank you. We always love what Ducks Unlimited is about, and this is a really big occasion, the 75th anniversary tonight. Okay, phone numbers to get tickets, last minute tickets.
They can call me at 945-7975.
Thank you, Dick. All right.
All right.
Thank you
very much. Have a great day,
folks.
Stay dry.
Okay, now let's go to our Wells Fargo Minute. We have that Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And Chris Lasondak is joining us today. Chris, good morning. What's
good morning,
news?
Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets continue to move lower, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points at 12,900. The S&P 500 down 12 points at 1375, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 34 points at 3021. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 206 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 20 cents at 1986, Microsoft unchanged at $30.98, Apple down $14.97 at $607.52, and Google's down $19.50 at $631.50. Of local interest, Safeway up 65 cents at $21.32, North Valley Bank down 40 cents at $12.50, and Verizon's off 33 cents at $37.22. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27%. Oil's down 64 cents a barrel at $103 even, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $5.72 an ounce at $16.69.26, while silver's off 34 cents at $31.98 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris. We always love having our market minute.
That's right. Wells Fargo Advisors, located out on Park Marina Drive. Go down and see them if you've got some, if you've got some questions about the market and where to put your money.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And we have Sherry Silk here with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Oh, there's all these new names, but we're going to find out exactly what it is, because I want to say the Civic Auditorium, and I think that's correct. But we'll be right back. And hey, you know what? There may be some tickets in the horizon here. So be hanging on. KCNR 1460.
Close the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 8:13 in the morning, Friday the 13th, 42 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by the North Valley Bank Business of the Year for 2011, as named by the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading. It's not just the fact that it's a great bank taking care of local people, but it's the fact they get out and get involved in so many community events. One of the reasons to be named the Business of the Year, and that's North Valley Bank. Local people doing great things for our community. Our guest
Sherry Silk is here
for the next couple of segments
until
we just suck her dry of all the information she has and then just kind of push her out the door.
Yeah.
Sherry Silk, who runs the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah. Welcome to the show this morning, Sherry.
Thanks for having me. So good to be back.
How does it feel now to be in the position, you know, since you've had the takeover, and we're calling it the Civic? I mean, we're all still trying to, pretty soon that'll just be like, you know, kind of like when you do a name
change.
The
Cascade.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you change your, women change their names when they get married, right? So it takes a while for that to really set in. Well, it's the same thing. You've got a new name. It's called The Civic.
Well, if you've lived here a long time, you grew up calling it the Civic Auditorium. So we're just back to the original name. They changed it years ago to the Convention Center. And the locals never stopped calling it the Civic. So we're back there. It makes sense.
I used to call it the Gray Building.
Yeah, the big bomb shelter.
I haven't been there in
monolith
a long time.
Too.
The monolith, right. Okay. Now, since you were on the show last month, you had your very first big show.
We did.
And you started out slow. You started out with a very sedate group to kind of get you all's feet on the ground. And that sedate group was?
A five-finger death punch.
Yes!
We eased our way in and cut our teeth on the five-finger death punch.
Okay, now, is everything going to be easier since you had the five-finger death punch? It's got to be easier, right?
You're right. I remember going to an amusement park with my son one time, and Danny wasn't there to go on the scary rides. So I said, let's go to the worst ride first, son. I'll ride the worst ride. So we went on the scariest ride first, and after that, all the other ones were super easy.
So tell us about Five Finger. They were a little bit out there.
Five Finger Death Punch is a rock screamer band, and they actually top of the charts. You know, they're very popular. They sold out. It was a new promoter that's never used the Civic before. He's from Chico. It's J-Max Productions, and they actually came in, and we worked with Justin there, and actually for the kind of crowd and rowdy and all that, we did all right. And
extra security.
It was sold out. I mean, they sold out. Yep. 2000.
Never even heard of them.
Yeah.
But I guess I would.
Google Five Finger Death Punch. The young crowd, they know what it is. And then, Justin brought in, he knows his crowd. He knew who was going to be there, and he hired, I think, at least 17 security.
Well, he brought in his peeps.
He brought in the extra security.
Yeah. And then we had about four of our own there, plus probably, 15 event staff, 10 ushers, and probably 8 of our civic maintenance.
Any problems?
None that weren't typical for that event, I hear.
Great.
Any problems? Yeah, we got some people out of hand. We had to call some cabs. But I don't think that's abnormal, actually.
Sounds like a typical night at Johnny's downtown
Yeah,
what's
nobody
the big
falling
deal?
Nobody falling out of the balcony.
Broken necks.
You know, this is a different kind of crowd. They had people actually bring their kids. There was moms and dads there with their kids. So,
cool.
Of course,
the kids, the little 4-year-olds had the T-shirt that said, "Bite me."
Yeah.
You don't even want to go there, huh?
I can't even tell you the T-shirt.
Well, let me tell you, I am just a little, appalled at the level that Bethel Church is letting these things in here. You know, we know we have certain levels here.
We're not censoring,
How about some censorship here?
No, that's really fabulous.
I'm sorry. We're in trouble either way, right?
No. We're really excited. You know, hey, there's so many wonderful things happening, and, you know, you're helping our city, our community flourish by exactly what you were talking about. That brought in food, that brought in, the beds to be filled, and just
thousands of people to
come
in here. Yeah.
You've got some wonderful things coming up, and we do know that you want to give some tickets away as well. Share with our listeners what's going on at the Civic.
Yeah, we're booked out every weekend, which is great. A lot of them are community events that are, you know, not open to the public, like proms and whatnot. But we have just this next week, of course, is Cool April Nights. That's going to be all around the Civic and all over town, which we just love. It's a beloved event of the city. And they're having the Shasta Justice. It's a women's refuge fundraiser. And they're having a sock hop on Monday night. So I'd really like
That's
to
right.
give tickets away. I think it's going to be a fun event there. It's their second annual kids, it's $5, and kids under 10 are free.
Yep.
And they're having a pizza shack there and bouncy houses. It's from 5 to 9. You can call us for tickets. I can give tickets away for that. And then, of course, we have Rat Pack coming up this month as well. We have Primus coming in June, Sesame Street Live.
So
and the rodeo, of course.
Of course, the rodeo. Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
Rodeo.
And we always look forward to that. First of all, should we take a caller for tickets for the Sock Hop?
Sure.
If you want tickets to the Sock Hop, that's going to be Monday evening, and it's for Family Justice Center and, of course, Women's Refuge. Just give us a call at 605-4567. A couple of tickets for that.
Yeah.
And
so
if you're interested
in
that, give us a call. Take your kids. Might be a good time, and I think they're going to have dancing, they have food, they have all types of great things there for the Sock Hop on Monday at
the
Civic.
We're going to drop the disco ball.
Ooh.
Drop the disco ball. Kathy Babcock's involved in that. Absolutely.
Big fan of Kathy Babcock.
We want Kathy.
As well.
Kathy can teach she can teach anybody to
it's
dance.
It's great. So while you're there, I'm sure they'll have all kinds of raffle items and stuff too for the Shasta Justice Center. Of course, we really have always supported them, and we know that they're in conjunction now with the Shasta Women's Refuge. So it's really great to just support the entire thing. So we're gonna take a break here. Bob's taking a call from somebody who's the lucky winner for those tickets, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the name and make the announcement right after these messages.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month, Cookies and Cream, a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot, 8:24 in the morning. It's Friday the 13th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit the great people down at Crown Motors, and look at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram dealership. Serving Reading and the surrounding area, it's a big purchase. Keep the money, keep the taxes in town. Go to Crown. They take great care in their cars and the service of their cars. They have a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Go on down and see the people at Crown Motors. Our guest, Sherry Silk, from the Civic Auditorium, or as we're calling it, the Civic. And she told, you know, the great story about her first big event was the five finger death punch.
That's
or,
right.
How everything after that has got to be easier.
That's right.
A lot of things that are happening. We just gave away tickets for the Sock Hop. We've got the PBR is back. Professional bull riders are coming back to town.
Bringing that show, Mesa Production, bringing that back to Reading.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about something. Is that in the contract that Bethel signed, it said that you all had to have 60
non-church days
events
on the calendar.
Right. And how many have you already got signed up?
I counted just the other day, I have about 138 event days on the calendar.
Non-church event days.
Non-Bethel days.
Yeah. Okay, so you've doubled what was required in the contract.
Yes.
On the other days, though, that the Bethel is filling the place up with people that aren't necessarily from town here. They're coming in from all over. So.
Yeah, and, you know, the school ministry is in there 4 days a week. They pay a hefty rent, which is really what is replacing that TOT tax that used to supplement the Civic and went away, and that's made it really hard for them to do business down there, and the school in there is making that base rent, and that's what's keeping the place open for all these other events that are happening, including, like, the American League.
American
Legion Convention
is coming
back.
That's big.
City booked that in 2010, and we're honoring their contract and going to host that event. So that'll be a big one for the city. Lots of hotel rooms filled
Lots of people come to that from all over the state.
And the professional bull riders will be back. I think they're you know, that'll bring in a crowd too.
Oh, we got to have them on. Yeehaw. Oh, yeah. We love all that stuff. So
they're all like 5'8".
Yeah.
All the bull riders. You know, that lower.
And
0%
fat.
Yeah, well, that lower percentage of, you know, that lower gravity, you know, that lower, you know, the little fulcrum they get on these bulls. I mean, you don't see too many tall bull riders or live tall bull riders, I guess. When you took this over, did you have a pretty good idea this was going to happen? What's going on with your life right now and that? or is it much more active than you thought it was going to be?
You know, I don't think I could have known exactly, but I was up for a change and excited, you know, for the challenge. I sleep a little bit more now than I did in January, for sure.
Not a lot.
You know, big learning curve, and but we're doing it. My team's in place. We kept four of the city employees, including Bob Frampton, who's been there for 30 years, and so we have a great team, and we're having fun down there.
You know, when you first came in and we got to know you and the fact that, you know, there was people weren't quite sure, like, oh, my God, you know, some people don't like change. Or how is change? Change is not always for the better for some.
Mm-hmm.
We just have really enjoyed watching you grow into your position and loving. I mean, just the loving part of you loving what you do. So that's addictive. When somebody loves what they do, you want to just encourage them to come into your lives. Like, tell us more. Tell us more. You guys are doing some awesome things. You know, tell us about how this tax changed. And while we were talking about somebody about that recently, about what was promised, what was changed, what was, all that political stuff, that you don't really want to know when you're going to see a concert. You just want to know when you go see a concert. You're having a great time. It's run smoothly. It's run safely. And everybody wins.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun. I love our community, so that's been the best part for me is just interacting with all those folks in the community.
Well, congratulations, Michelle. You won those two tickets to the Sock Hop, and I've given her, I just called her at the break and said, Sherry, to give you her your phone number. So you'll be meeting her, and she's a cutie. She and her husband, Mike, are very, very involved in the community and do so many things. So I said, you've got to meet Sherry. Don't even come here. Just go to the convention center and meet Sherry, because she's just a mover and a shaker, so you got to meet her, too. So let's talk about some of the things that you've got coming. We've got just a couple minutes left. Let's have some final thoughts about what's going on with you and the convention center and upcoming things and then for the summer months, after we get past rodeo.
Yeah. Well, let me see. After rodeo is June, which is – we have Primus coming in June, which is J-Mac bringing – Primus back. We'll Google them if you want to know who they are, but you can see them on our
Bob's
website.
Bob's laughing. Why is Bob laughing?
I'm not sure.
They released a song back in the 90s that I cannot even say the name on the air.
Okay.
And then all the dance companies, the local, all the Dance Depot, Kids Unlimited, all those guys are coming through there in June and July. And then also we have Sesame Street Live coming back, so that's going to be a fun event for, and they're going to do three shows this time instead of two. And we're happy about that. And obviously the big 4th of July celebration and the bull riding. And
All right.
We're not sitting around.
No, you aren't.
We're doing it.
You guys.
We just had Roses and Rust.
I heard that was at a girlfriend's house the other day.
Show.
She said, see this, I got this at Roses and Rust.
Yep.
It was a mirror, it was a table, it was this, and I thought, well, I've heard that was a fabulous, so that, you know, good, that's going to be
well,
an annual
thing. Well, they rebooked for October. They'll be back with us
in good,
October.
The fall will be fabulous.
Yeah.
In case you're hearing all this stuff, we're having, something's falling apart here with this, yes, furniture.
It was a little
so
desk for my computer just fell apart.
Yes, it did, a little thing fell off, but that's all right. We're mighty here on, if that's as bad as it gets on the Friday the 13th, we'll take it. All right. So, great news. We got to take a break. And thanks so much, Sherry.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Responding to yesterday's failed rocket launch that it called provocative, the U.S. government is canceling a commitment to sell food to North Korea. A spokesman for the National Security Council saying, quote, we're not going forward with an agreement to provide them with any assistance.
The White House saying while North Korea claimed to be launching a satellite, the real goal was to test a ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. The inflation rate dropped a little between February and March. The government says consumer prices rose 0.3%.
Gas prices rose a bit more slowly last month. And although we did pay more in March for food and gas, take out those categories and so-called core inflation was fairly mild.
Fox's Brenda Butner in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96 points after yesterday's gain of 181. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We love you being here. Currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have a fabulous day. And
a fabulous rainy day.
Yep, 55 degrees. 80% chance of rain. Temperature's getting to be around 55. Chance of showers tonight with a low of around 40. Calm wind becoming north-northwest around 4 to 7 miles per hour. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Music out there. Great ambiance. 474-5546.
Absolutely. Anselmo Vineyards, one of our favorite destinations. You have to talk about one of your favorite places to go, and then I've got tickets to give away. So why don't you start off by saying...
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. This portion of the show is brought to you by them. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Okay, so yeehaw on that. You know what that's like when you go get your boy cut. We've got two tickets right now. Give us a call, 605-4567. Sunday, April 22nd, it's the Red Bluff Roundup. This is for the North Racetrack, guys. I've got two tickets here. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that means at 1:30. So if your Friday and your Saturday are all booked up, it's really going to be fun to go out there on a Sunday afternoon. Two tickets right here at KCNR 1460. Give us a call, 605-4567, and you can go give the tickets to your friends, your neighbors, a thank you. Take somebody that you care about, give them to your employees, whatever. Two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Okay. It looks like Vice President Biden has not seen the papers for the last couple of days. He went out and pronounced, good old Joe, pronounced that the Republicans' war on women is real. Well, Joe... perhaps you haven't seen the latest attack on women, and it was by the Democrats. If you can believe this, that a woman, a Democrat strategist that works with the Obama team, said and started the attack against Ann Romney, the wife of probably the Republican nominee for president, and said that she never worked a day in her life, so how could she be talking about economic concerns? And she said that to about Ann Romney, and Ann Romney has raised five children and was a stay-at-home mom. Well, this attack by this woman was so stupid. And immediately Obama comes on and says, wait a minute, I'd like to apologize for this. This is not how I feel, because Obama needs the women's votes. But you know that this is how the woman felt. Is that this is how it is that they're going after, they start attacking the women. The Democrats have a real problem with strong women, especially strong conservative women, especially strong conservative women that are attractive. Bachman, Palin, you know, so many others. But now to attack a wife and a mother that stays at home with the kids is just probably at the lowest of the low. And I can't understand, you know, as Biden, you know, starts, picks it back up again by talking about how the Republicans have a war on women. Okay, other things that are going on. The launch of the North Korean rocket seems to have been, they launched it against what everybody said. It lasted about 78 seconds before it self-destructed over the Yellow Sea out there. Bad bomb.
I see a couple of rocket scientists looking at a real short career here.
You know, this is, you know, and they did this in conjunction with the 100th anniversary of the birth of Kim Jong-il, I believe. And they and so this was the grandson that did this. Now, he's trying to consolidate his power. So after everybody said, don't launch this, he launched it. 78 seconds later, 84 seconds later, the 90-foot rocket that was supposed to be taking a weather satellite up into the atmosphere came apart. This is the fourth launch they've had that have not made it. So I'm not sure if their rocket program is really big, but it's not so much that we're kind of concerned about the North Koreans, so you always have to be concerned about people that are like crazy, is that they want to sell this to other people, like the Iranians. Now, can you imagine the Iranians having something that could reach the shores of the United States? Or just, you know, I mean, people are already concerned because they have rockets that could reach Israel. So can you imagine if they could reach, like, California? Would your ideas, or I'm sorry, or New York, would your ideas change dramatically over them having a nuclear device? Would you have more skin in the game if you knew they could launch a vehicle that could reach out and touch New York City?
It would be a concern, but I think that even unless they are ready to commit absolute suicide, because I guarantee you that there is a Triton submarine ready to turn that whole place into a glowing parking lot.
Well, you know, what can I say? Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about a few things. You know, I want to talk about the system in the United States and the trial system. And we're seeing how the system works, or maybe it doesn't. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah! Like that song. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. It's Friday the 13th, 45 degrees out there, raining. It's going to be a nice weekend, though. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. You know what? It's TRICARE. There are veterans that are out there that are served under TRICARE, which is the medical insurance for veterans who have retired or been injured, or the families of those deployed, like our National Guard that are in Afghanistan right now. Hilltop Medical Clinic has just started accepting TRICARE military insurance. It's, I should say, not just, but over the last couple months. They will collect the copay, the cost share, or deductible, and then they will bill TRICARE so you don't have to do it. This is really a great step forward because this is a medical clinic. This isn't like a regular doctor. You can walk in to the clinic and be treated. You take your children. And they will take TRICARE. They're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive, right from across from Country Kitchen. And the other is at 2123 Eureka Way. That's Hilltop Medical Clinics taking TRICARE. Give them a call at 246-4629. A big shout out to Dr. Mark Pierce for doing this. And he talked to us about that before he did it. So another thing, tomorrow at 1 p.m., on the 14th, we're having the commemoration of making Reading a Heart City. That'll be behind the City Hall at the Purple Heart Memorial there. So that's tomorrow at 1 p.m. Announcing and officially that Reading is a Purple Heart City. It's a great event. Now on the 18th, we have a bus. And we're heading down to Sacramento to talk or to see the budget hearing for the Veterans Home. They're having the Assembly Subcommittee budget hearing on the 18th. We're going to be taking a bus down there, and you need to sign up. Call the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and I'll give you that number here in a couple minutes. But to get your reservation, we can take 40, 50 people down that way, plus other people are driving. I think it's really important, my friends, that we are down there to see the assembly members that are voting on the budget, to have them look at us and tell us that veterans home priority is a lot lower than it is for this railroad to nowhere, illegals, committees, or any other thing that they can come up with, that the small amount of money in from this budget to open up the veterans home here is based strictly on priorities, and it's just another attack from the Democrats in the legislature and the Senate and Governor Brown against the veterans in the state of California. I truly believe that because they have the money. They've cut off funding for other things, and now they won't open up the veterans home that is finished. You heard Linda Hartman talking about it. They're doing a punch list. We need them to say they're going to fund it this year so we can start hiring people, so we can bring these people to Reading. And if you want to just to be capitalistic and just say, well, gosh, 250 jobs, well-paying jobs, that'll bring literally millions when this veterans home opens to this economy. The state of California under Governor Brown and the Democrats have said this is not a big enough priority for us to fund. So we're heading down there. Like I said, we're going to be leaving at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. There will be a lot more information about this. But give your Shasta County Veteran Service Office a call.
Well, there's a lot of you just put your hand or it's your turn.
Well, you know what I need to grab that number real fast.
Okay, grab the number. A couple things. I just got a wonderful email. You know the spa downtown. I mean, this is such a weird kind of, you know, here's on this level too. We're always talking about, you know, businesses that are thriving and keep shop local, stay local. Well, the spa downtown, which is, you know, right down by the courthouse, that big Victorian building on the corner there, it actually went, you'll see the big signs up to say going to auction, like soft auction. Well, I just got an email from Lisa Haynes, who is actually moved here recently. Her husband has been is a marshal. And she's moved from Sacramento, had a really wonderful, you know, clientele of women in the Sacramento area, and moved here because of her husband's work. And so she was in this spa, and then got the notice that wow, the spa owner was selling the spa, or was going up on the auction block. So I just got an email from her not moments ago that shops have been bought, so the downtown spa will stay in business, and congratulations on that. Now, you have a number to bring. When you come back, I really want to talk to you about our children's spending habits completely out of hand? What is going on with that's okay? How come we are indulging so much of our youth today in $1,000 price tag to go to prom?
Okay, the number you want to call to get reservations for the bus that's heading down to Sacramento so we can be there when they vote on the veterans home is 225-5846, 225-5846. That's Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Also, tomorrow on Sovereign Minds, they're having Paul Huser. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I got that right. Dr. Paul Hauser, the one that blew the whistle on this whole thing back in Washington and on the dams. And he's going to be on the Sovereign Minds tomorrow morning. That's going to be a great show, 8 to 9 tomorrow morning with Mark Kent. The guy that whistle blew about removing the dams, he said, wait a minute, the science isn't there to remove these dams. Anyway, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
When we come back, let's talk about the great gift that we can give for our kids as a lesson in finance. What do you think about these price tags on these proms and some of these dresses and things that kids are just thinking that's their right? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Cowboy up and party down.
Lock up your women, because the roughest, toughest rodeo cowboys are all coming to Red Bluff. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are four for just $30. Saturday is Bravo Bank Day with a new start time, 2:30. Come shop the Cowboy Marketplace and have a cold one before the show. Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. But be sure to get your discount tickets right now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 20th, 21st, and 27th at the Hama County Fairgrounds. Get ready to
cowboy up and party down.
And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night, thanks to Diamond W Productions, its multi-platinum country superstar, Tracy Lawrence. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane,
safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's going to be a great weekend.
Okay. Well, every now and then, you know, I just want to share with you guys, and I'm sure you do this too. I mean, I channel surf. I kind of want to find out what, you know, what's playing, what kids are seeing at, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you have, you know, Charter or cable or Dish or whatever. And there's the show that is called Say Yes to the Dress. I thought, well, okay, well, click that on. And it's about women trying to find their perfect wedding dress. And when they talk about how much these dresses cost, I'm thinking, where do these people come from? $20,000? $20,000? $10,000? $5,000? What are you talking about? So recently I just came upon this article. I don't know. Do you guys, it kind of disgusts me to be honest and obvious about it. That senior prom, they're calling it a coming-of-age event. And this is an article, of course, in the USA Today, and I click on there sometimes, and this was something that brought to my attention that in the Northeast and South, which have a tradition of formal coming-of-age parties, average spending by families with teens attending prom is considerably higher than other parts of the country, with families in the South expected to spend about $1,000 to $2,000, while Northeastern families will spend an average of almost $2,000.
This on a prom?
A survey. On a prom.
Well, now, they used to do is that proms, you know, they're starting to, like, rent limousines, they, you know, they're renting
nails,
places.
It's like a wedding. Dress, they're looking at the average dress is anywhere from $400 to $1,000. Hello? For a prom. I'm just wondering, you know, this is that whole thing that I'm thinking of, is that if you don't teach kids at a certain point about, you know, what's one thing if they save their babysitting money, or if they do that anymore, or however they're going to, you know, make their extra money, and, you know, parents say, okay, we'll match you, or we'll give you this much, you know, it is a special party, but it's an expectation to have, you know, the fabulous nails, hair, makeup, tan, which now is illegal for teens unless
you're
doing spray on.
If you're 18 and under, you can't sit in the tanning booth.
Limo.
Even if your parents say it's okay.
Shoes.
Thank you, Dems.
It is like a wedding. So here you go in your prom, average price for, and this is just across the country, and I'm thinking that is just, you know, I mean, the average rate here per hour in Reading.
Oh, I don't know. It's like $12 an hour or something. Maybe.
So can you imagine?
Yeah, I know. Well,
the hours it takes, every hour that it takes for you to work.
I can't believe, though, they're spending, there's a lot of, well, of course, there's a lot of money here in Reading, too. Let's not forget that.
And they're saying that the peer pressure with Facebook and, of course, these shows like Say Yes to the Dress and some of these shows that they have on, you know, on some of the channels is, it's becoming a numbing event that you've got to keep up with the Joneses. And I was thinking to myself, I know my nieces, in fact, you know, they're growing up and they aren't paying car payments because their parents are paying the car payments and they're drinking expensive coffees, which, of course, we know doesn't happen if you go to Tobacco and Brew because they have such great prices. But if you think it's okay to spend $200 on getting your, you know, and you're young like that, where do you go into the real world at 18 or 19 and 20 when you go into the real world with school
Well, because those...
How can
it
be real?
In those cases, their bills were still being paid. But if you go out in the real world, I don't know if a lot of people would pay $2,000 for a prom dress. Anyway, how much did your prom dress cost, by the ball?
I remember that renting the tux was something like 60, 70 bucks,
really?
Which I sprung for half of, you know.
So. Yeah. So which part did you wear then? So you just wore half of it?
There's a lot of pressure on a guy. He's got to buy a corsage. I mean, those aren't cheap.
You got to get them there.
And my date's dress was homemade, and it was beautiful. You
yes.
know.
Absolutely.
My prom dresses, of course, we're talking the 70s and 80s. They were like 20, 30, 40. I was always very frugal. There you go. You're looking at me like, you're kidding.
You were always... Well, you sure got over that, sweetheart. Okay.
Secondhand chores.
Yeah. Been a great week, guys, by the way.
It has been a great week. Yeah. Hey, next week we're going to start
Thanks,
off.
Bob.
We've got a big political week next week. We're going to start off with Ted Gaines running, of course, for senator. But then on Tuesday, having Les Ball rolling in right behind him. We got the Sheriff Pacinco. We've got a lot of things happening next week. A lot of events happening.
But today,
week.
Right after the show, this is really great.
We have Shasta Startup.
9 o'clock. We love the show on Fridays. Talk about inspirational. This guy that's going to be on with Mark LaSalle is phenomenal. He's a self-made guy who don't want to miss the show.
I mean, really a self-made man and has been the... recipient of many awards,
and it has a book out you've been reading.
Yeah, I've read that book, and it's on, you know, on success and not giving yourself away to success and what's really true about life and success. He'll be on with Mark LaSalle here in a couple minutes. Thanks a lot. We're having, see what else today that's going on. Oh, for the weekend, don't forget our show starting with our outdoor buddy. Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, Sovereign Minds with the Whistleblower. Of course, the Kurt Largent Show. You got to give him a bad time tomorrow.
Conscious Living and Trudy Pratt.
And then Nancy Sutton Pierce. And, of course, we have the Tech Show, Boomer Tech. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. From dragging me down.